This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Within seconds, the snarling dogs were all over me and I could feel their teeth tearing into every part of my body. Clenching my hands tight into my armpits, I began to recount the names of Allah. I repeatedly invoked my Lord, calling, O Lord, make me not distracted by anything except you. Let all my attention be for you alone. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today I want to read you a story about a regular woman who grew up to start studying the Quran, and Allah Ta'ala chose her for something really, we can say, amazing, but the path was unspeakable. The book that I'm reading from is called Return of the Pharaoh, and it's about an Egyptian woman. Her name is Zainab al-Ghazali, who lived last century in the 1900s, in the 50s and the 60s. This chapter, I read it a long time ago and it's never left my mind. She says, inside room 24, guards had taken me into another room and now I knew their purpose was revealed. The room was full of dogs. I could not count how many. Scared, I closed my eyes and put my hands to my chest. Within seconds, the snarling dogs were all over me and I could feel their teeth tearing into every part of my body. Clenching my hands tight into my armpits, I began to recount the names of Allah, beginning and saying, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. The dogs were unrelenting, digging their teeth into my scalp, my shoulders, my back, my chest, and every single inch of my body. I repeatedly invoked my Lord, calling, O Lord, make me not distracted by anything except you. Let all my attention be for you alone. My Lord, the only, the one, the only, unique, eternal and absolute. Take me from this world. Distract me from all of this. Let my whole attention be for you. Make me stand in your presence. Clothe me with your garments of love. I repeated this inwardly for what seemed like hours, several hours, until, and now when you're being tortured by dogs, a minute feels like an hour. I repeated this inwardly for what seemed like hours until the door was open and the dogs were forced from my body and I was taken out. I expected that my clothes would be thoroughly stained with blood. I was sure the dogs had bitten every single part of my body. When I looked down, she says, incredulously, there was not a single blood stain on my clothes. There was not a single wound on my body, as if the dogs had been in my imagination only. I praised Allah immediately, knowing that He was with me. I began questioning inwardly whether I deserved all these bounties and gifts from Allah. My warders, the prison guards, could not believe it either. I glimpsed the sky outside, filled with evening twilight, indicating sunset. I concluded that I must have been locked in with the dogs for more than 3 hours. I was pushed and staggered along for what seemed a long time. Another door opened and I felt lost in the vast hall that I was led to. I was led to another long corridor, past many closed doors, and I noticed one of these doors was slightly ajar, giving out enough light to brighten the obscurity of the corridor. Through it, I caught a glimpse of the face of another prisoner whom the regime believed to be plotting against them, and I was hurled into the cell next to him. When you look at this type of story, this is written by a regular woman, but she devoted herself to the deen, as many, many other people are, and Allah Ta'ala chose her. She wasn't even outspoken against in politics. She was simply a teacher of the Quran that had garnered so many followers that the regime in Egypt wanted to make sure she sided with them, and she refused. That's all she did. She was not a revolutionary. She was not a rebel. She was simply someone who refused to sign off as a proponent or a sponsor or a supporter of a regime she believed to be un-Islamic and was, and tyrannical, and as you clearly can see, were. And this happens to normal people. We just saw for a year and a half now. Now we're entering soon. I lost track. 2 years almost of Gaza. People suffering unspeakable pain and torture. But here you have an example of how Allah Ta'ala comes to their aid in miraculous ways that you never imagine. And it's very simple. A person was steadfast on a simple rule of God. And in this case, she refused to support a tyrannical rule or an un-Islamic rule. And in Syria, the Sidnaya prison was very similar. Regular, normal people. There is a woman who is a regular activist. Not regular, when you're an activist, you're not a regular person. You're a courageous and bold person. An activist for the release of innocent people in the Sidnaya prison. This was way back, maybe 15 years ago. She herself related that she was taken to jail and hung and given unspeakable torture, but that immediately, within days and nights, all of her bruises were gone. These things happen in such a way that make a person realize when you're faced with an oppressor, Allah's with us. These are not just stories of the past. We talked about people of the past, a lot of stories of the past, but Allah Ta'ala is ever present. And these are stories of today as well. There's a story of three companions, which I'll leave, that were taken during the wars with Sayyidina Umar's time by the Romans, by the Byzantines, and asked to flip sides, and they refused. Two of them were taken and thrown in a vat of oil. One of them was taken to be seduced by a woman to try to get him to flip sides because he was such a good fighter. Well, it failed, and he made his way back to the army of Umar ibn Khattab, and thereupon, on his first night there, he saw a vision of his two brothers. He said, "What happened to you?" He said, "Have glad tidings. The moment our skin touched the vat, it became the doorway to paradise. Namely, that the torture that we went through was over so quickly, and Allah relieved it so quickly." And Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tells us that the suffering of martyrs is met with such an amazing reward immediately that a person will say, "Oh Allah, let us live and go back and do it again." And live and go back and do it again.
If you like these videos, you can catch more of them at Safina Society's YouTube channel, and you could study with us online at arcview.org.